And now, we're going to talk about number five, the fifth reason why people don't get what they want. Dreams and goals are not clear. Have you really written down what your dreams are and what your goals are? Because if you don't have a vision, then how are you going to know where you're going? No, you're not going to always know exactly how it's going to be fulfilled. However, you got to have something you're working with. But if you keep switching it up and going here, going there, and changing this and changing that, that's a problem. Like it's you're not going to, being inconsistent is a part of, you're being inconsistent because you have not defined what it is that you really want. So I definitely ask you to continue to listen to this podcast and listen to the whole episode, and you will, be full, and you'll get the rest of why you're not getting what you want. And of course, hit the like, share, and subscribe. WinWithMissLex.com. We are here for us to win together. Okay, let's go, friends. And I will see you in the comments. Good day. Good day. Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon. Depending on what time you are listening to this and where you're listening from, I like to greet you properly. So, good day, y'all. This is just a good mood moment with Miss Lex. I wanted to stop by and encourage you. And as you see in the title, we're going to talk about why you are not getting the things that you want. Like, we're going to talk about why people don't get what they want. So join the conversation. Be inspired today. Share this with somebody that you know is trying to get through, and they keep using the word try instead of just doing. This message is for you today, and or for them, or for me on the replay. So get your, this is, this one I'm about to go in. It ain't gonna be that long. However, it's gonna be long enough to where you're gonna start making some moves this week, today, right now. I did not do this one live on any of the platforms face to face. This is a full podcast episode only on winwithmisslex.com. So let's dive in. Five reasons why people don't get what they want. Number two, we are going to actually, no, I don't know why I said number two, y'all. I'm doing a lot. Like, I'm literally, planning for the next adventure in my, journey right now for this weekend, and I'm super excited, so I'm all over the place. But as I'm getting inspired and encouraged, and as I'm growing, and as the Ruach leads me, and that stands for the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh is how I say it. But for those of you that are in the relationship with the Most High, you, a lot of you call it the Holy Spirit. I feel that it's guiding me to, share these things with you because it's a lot of lifing going on. So anyway, before I distracted myself with saying two, five reasons why people don't get what they want. Number one, self-imposed limitations. So, what is a self-imposed limitation? You're speaking death and not life. Automatically, you start talking about, okay, well, I can't do this because of this and that. We're gonna stop with the self impose limitations this year. We're not going to do that anymore. You know why? Because if you keep speaking death, which is a form of a self imposed limitation, then you're going to start having death as your, outcome. And we don't want to do that. So you're not getting what you want because you keep having all these self-imposed limitations, and you need to stop that. Stop talking death in your life. And like I shared yesterday, if you follow me on Facebook on my Lalexis Jones page, I shared, who you talking to is a huge self-imposed limitation. I mean, it's a self-imposed limitation because you're setting yourself up for failure when you keep talking to people that are going to feed negativity in your life. So pay attention and leave in the comments or send me a message. And I appreciate, you know, some of you guys reaching out to me. I have a couple of y'all to follow up with. Don't beat me up. I'm made out of people and I'm doing this thing, you know, solo till my, you know, till things change, till I have me a new assistant. But I definitely wanted to encourage you today to not limit yourself because you keep speaking negativity into yourself. But no, I was saying to make sure that you leave a comment of different self-imposed limitations that have been going on. But my main one, I feel, is what we say out of our mouth. Ooh, it's windy out this way. What we say out of our mouth is what really makes a difference in our life, because if you're speaking death, death is going to be the outcome. So instead of saying, oh, this is not working out, say, you know what, this is going to work out when it's supposed to work out. And right now it's working on me. Okay. And keep going. Cause if you stop, then you will never reach the finish line. That's why it's a journey of life. But anyway, I'm about to just go all over the place. So that was number one. Number two is spending major time on minor things. Are you wasting time on things that don't matter? Like, stop wasting time on things that don't matter. That's why you're not getting what you want. You're spending too much time on minor things. Like, if something don't matter, stop trying to be a perfectionist on it, but just get it done. Like, don't spend too much time trying to perfect something that doesn't matter. What's an example? Prime example for my content creators out here, my digital, you know, put your hands up, thumbs up, all that. You know, for you guys, if you are spending so much time trying to pick out the color versus just getting the content out there, you're going to miss the time. You're going to probably get yourself super overwhelmed. And now you're wasting time and you could have been doing something else. Okay? So, and that even goes for my doctors and for my, who else? What else y'all doing out there? For my HVAC people. You know, I'm just going into different fields that I worked in. Well, I never was a doctor. However, you know, I like to get into some natural type of treatments. Whatever. I'm not about to go all over the place. But I just say all this to say, don't waste time. Because if you're studying something and because you're not understanding that one thing, okay, well, continue to perfect the area that you're good in until you either have the time to learn that or you are in a position to where you can pay somebody else to do it for you guys to do it. But don't waste time on minor things. It's going to stop you from getting what you want because you're going to get frustrated and get irritated. Number three, you have unreasonable expectations. So what is it that you are putting in the work for, but you're thinking that you're going to get it tomorrow? This kind of ties into some of the things I was talking about yesterday as well. If you follow me on my regular page on Facebook, I was saying that, you know, when you have unreasonable expectations, I didn't say it in this way, but it's kind of like that, is that you feel that because you planted the seed today, that you're going to have the whole tree tomorrow. No, it's a process. Like, when all of us life coaches are talking about trust in the process, we mean that thing, because we would not be where we are if we didn't trust the process. Because life is going to life, and it's going to make you want to quit. It's going to make you feel like you have imposter syndrome and you're not the person that you were called to be. These things will attack you. These things will come, but only those that will endure will fulfill the race. Those that, I forget the scripture, but it's a scripture that talks about endurance. And endurance is going even when it hurts. Endurance is going even when ain't nobody watching. Endurance is going when you don't even understand what you're doing. You said you want to be a doctor, but all the stuff you studying ain't making sense. Who is this for today? You said you wanted to be an attorney, and you don't like to read what you got to learn to get to the debate part of the job. So I just want to inspire you that just because it's uncomfortable, just because it's hard, just because your mind is playing tricks on you saying, oh, you ain't that person, you can't do that. I want to encourage you today, friend, that you can do it, but you won't do it if you stop today. So start setting some realistic expectations, and so that you can actually accomplish those goals. You got to have some reasonable expectations so that you can get what you want. We want to get what we want in 2024. Okay? So I get real passionate about that because it hurts my heart when I see people so close. And even when I see myself, like I tell y'all, we went in together. I am just the person delivering the inspiration. But trust and believe, the Most High had to motivate me this morning, afternoon, evening before I got on here. Okay. So I say this again, friends, that you got to start setting some reasonable expectations. And how do you determine what's a reasonable expectation? It is, of course, the big goal is supposed to be beyond your wildest dreams. It's supposed to be something that you feel is not obtainable. However, the mini goals are the things that you know that you can do, because those mini goals, they add up, and then you will finally arrive to the person that you're called to be. But if you keep looking at the large scale outcome, which you never will see the big picture, especially those of us that are walking by faith and not by sight, because when we walk by faith, He gives us the desires of our heart, but the desires of our heart is not even something that we even know that we really want. That's the God that created us. So He knows what's best for us, in other words. And the thing that He got for you is way bigger than you can see, which is why He must prepare you before you get there. So trust the process. Set the baby goals so that you can get to the big picture. Because trust and believe, if Esther knew that she was going to be saving all her people when she was held captive and taken to the king or whatever, you think she really would have said, I'm going to do this and I think I can be? What? If Joseph would have known? It's so much stuff. That's why I love the Word, because the Word is the best storytelling book out there. That's my beliefs. You can get mad all you want, but I won't argue with you, because we can't argue about our beliefs. Like, it's not necessary. You believe what you believe, I believe what I believe. But anyway, we still on talking about how to get what you want. Sorry, this phone call podcast, this episode with Win with Miss Lex is a little wordy, but y'all gotta take this one as it is, because this one is like me having a whole session with you. I'm giving it to you today, y'all. And then number four, you lack knowledge, skills, and ability. This is where a lot of us quit. We get upset because it's now the thing that we are inspiring to become, or the thing that we are called to become. It's no longer just the baby steps of it. It's no longer the milk of the vision. It's now requiring us to chew. It's now requiring us to bite. It's now requiring us to cut. We can't just, you know, drink it. You know what I'm saying? Drinking is easy. However, when you got to put in the work to make a full course meal, like, you got to really, you know, I'm a mommy and I'm a lady first, so I talk about lady things. Y'all know what I'm talking about, though, friends. Like, you can't just be great at it without acquiring the skills. And now it's time for us to get the meat. It's time for us to grow. You have to start getting the knowledge, getting the skills, and create the ability. You create the ability by starting. People keep saying they want this, they want this, they want that. Okay, what are you doing to get it? And how bad do you want it? Because, oh, it's a bad day or your money funny, so now you're going to retreat back to what's familiar? What is that going to do but keep you back in the insanity cycle? The insanity cycle is where you keep doing the same thing thinking you're going to get different results. That applies to everything. That is why that is one of my favorite words as far as definition, because it pulls you out of pit. Because if you ain't trying nothing different, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be doing the same thing in 2024. That's when this is originally broadcasted. Okay? So, I'm not here to yell at you, but I'm here to be the realest friend with you, because everybody else going to tell you to oak. Why? Because they want to keep you stuck. They want you to do what they doing. And if they already are above you, they that person that is, what is it called? A gatekeeper or something like that, where they don't want you to be great because they're afraid that you're going to be greater than them, which lets you know that their insecurity levels is higher than their true, than their character. Yeah, don't be fooled out here. So, whoever this is for today, it's time to put in the work. What you got to do to get yourself to the next level? It ain't going to be easy. If it was easy, everybody would be great. If it was easy, we wouldn't have so many people that are struggling and that are suffering and that are stuck. When we live in the world of abundance where the Most High created us to be creators, you don't have to stay stuck. But you will stay stuck if you don't do nothing different. So it's time to pick up that skill, sis. It's time to learn that lesson. It's time to let go of those things that are not going to move you forward. It's time to win. Whew, I'm losing my voice. I need a sip of water. But yeah, so I just want to encourage you. So we at number 4. And we're now at number 5. So, again, the 5 reasons why people don't get what they want. Number 5, dreams and goals are not clear. If you don't have a vision, then how in the world are you going to have a plan? Where are you going? You cannot be going in circles thinking that you're going to just pop or thinking that somebody's going to hand you something. No, you must write down the vision and then you got to set some goals, because faith without works is dead. And your works is working on something that's new, but learning the new thing and becoming the person that you need to become to be that it is that you're hoping to be. I just wanted to inspire y'all today, because these are a lot of the reasons why people are not getting what they want. And this year, everybody wants more in 2024. But in order to get more, I challenge you to go through these 5 things. You know, dreams and your goals need to be clear. You got to have knowledge, skills, and ability. Start working on reasonable expectations. Spend time doing things that matter towards your goal. And then stop having all of these self-imposed limitations. And I'm trying to tell you, things gonna start changing for you. When you start getting them attacks saying, oh, this is crazy, I need to go back because it's getting hard. No, keep going. That's when you win on purpose. That's when you show up and you show all the way out. Because trust and believe, if it ain't working, it's working on you and you learn it. So be inspired today. I know this was a little bit longer than I intended. However, I hope that you are ready to pick it up. You ready to go again. And make sure that you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And of course, YouTube and winwithmisslex.com. I am doing all types of content, y'all. Why? Because I want us to show up and win together. We ain't playing this year. And all my content's different everywhere. You never know what you're going to catch me doing. Sometimes I'm doing stuff with Lady V. Sometimes I'm doing stuff with the Moose. Sometimes I'm doing stuff with other family and friends. But everywhere that I'm at, I'm winning on purpose. And I want you to join me. Let's go. Maybe I'm going to be in your city or your country. I don't know. But I know when I get there, we're going to be winning. It's time out for this poverty mindset. It's time out for doing things the way we used to do them and think that we're going to get something new out of that. That's that insanity circle, y'all. We not doing that no more. That's dead. That's done. If them people ain't talking about nothing, then don't talk to them. Tell them I can't do that right now. I'm focused. Okay? It's time for you to win. Especially for my parents out there, moms. If y'all got some babies, what are you doing? Stop arguing with your baby daddy. Stop arguing with your husband. Stop arguing with them children. Get in your rightful place with your creator, and it's time to win. Yes, easier said than done. Trust and believe. That was for me on the replay. Okay? However, it's real. We got to stop making excuses because so much. Now, how am I trying to say this? And I'm going to get off of here. We have so many distractions in the world right now that it's so easy for us to just complain and make excuses and basically pop the pill versus heal, because there's remedies to heal with a lot of things. And as you watch me and my mom, which is Lady V and I, you know, as we are doing our conversations with mom, she gonna give us some of her life hacks, because mommy is 60 plus and she looks like she could be my age or younger than me. Okay? I ain't ashamed to say it, because that's my mom. That's what I have to look forward to as I age. Why? Because she left that legacy for us, for me and my sister. And she's sharing it with now my new sisters that I'm meeting everywhere. And I'm excited about that, because we got to stop trying to take the pill for everything. And it's time to just start going through the process so that we can really become. As I said, I get excited when I see some of my girlfriends that I went to school with and some of my friends that I've gained along the way actually be fulfilling the purposes and the plans that God has for their life. And it's exciting. Why? Because these people decided to level up, so now we can all keep going together. I can chit chat with them and they know what I'm talking about. This is why I'm heavy on the circle check, because as you grow and the people around you ain't growing, they will be your stumbling block. They'll be the one having you blow money because they don't understand how new money works. They'll be the ones that have you missing events, missing concerts, missing dates, and missing all types of stuff because they want to keep you stuck in their misery. I'm going to tell it like it is. Why? Because we winning for real over here. My mentors, they kept it a buck with me. So I'm keeping it a buck with those that I mentor. Why? Because that's the only way you're going to do something is make changes. But anyway, I hope that I'm going to calm down. I'm going to get off my high horse, like one of my old corporate buddies used to say. I'm going to get off my soapbox, and it's time to just really understand why you're stuck. If you start identifying what's keeping you stuck, then you will just start winning on purpose. And the next thing you know, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm living my dream. That's what you're going to be saying. I said that to my mother last year at one of the places we were at. We looked at each other and we said, oh, we live in our dream. But in order to live your dream, you got to know what your dream is. You got to know what it is that you are looking to become. And if you don't do that, you're going to stay stuck because you're not going to know what you want. So, again, I thank you for listening thus far. And of course, if you're inspired or if you know somebody else that needs to hear these types of this type of tough love talk, even though it's a good mood moment for you to get in a good mood to shake that thing, forget about these things. But I'm coming to you as the like-minded friend to encourage you today. Get up. No excuses. Let's go. You're great on purpose. Why not win today? Why not win now? What you supposed to be doing? You supposed to be studying? Read that book. You supposed to be writing? Write that song. You supposed to be dancing? Practice that choreography. You supposed to be cooking? Prep that meal. I don't care if nobody buying it right now. Make that drink. Share that content. Do that hair. Okay? Meet those people. Do what you got to do to get you to where you're supposed to be going. And that's all I have for you guys today. I hope that you make this the best day on purpose. And, you know, no complaining, no gossiping. We ain't about none of that, okay? We ain't doing none of that in 2024. That's dead. That was done with 2023. Goodbye. So, again, smile at somebody. Smiling is a gift. Y'all know I'm heavy on the smiling because everybody can't smile. And it's definitely something for us to be grateful for. It's definitely something for us to be thankful for on purpose. Pray for the person in front of you and pray for the person behind you. You never know. Your prayer may change and or save their life. That's whether you're in the car or in the store. Prayer changes lives. And I'm heavy on it right now. So be inspired. Get in a good mood. Shake that thing. Put some music on. And girls, put your lipstick on. Like, get cute today. Take some pictures. Y'all already know, if y'all be catching me with my selfies, sometimes I be in a mood. I'm like, I got to get cute today. Little lipstick gonna fix it. So it's going to be all right. Don't worry about him. He be all right. That ain't your issue. Give him to the Most High. Okay? I don't know who that was for today, but it had to be for you because that one won't for me. It's like, I'm playing. Some days it be for me though, y'all. But all right, so until then, ladies, I hope you have a great day on purpose. Good day. Or I should say until next time. Good day.